The following interview was recorded for CFRO The Pulse, Vancouver Co-op Radio's daily news show. The Pulse airs Monday to Friday at 7 a.m. on 100.5 FM and streaming live at coopradio.org.
In the hustle and bustle of downtown Vancouver, as people pound the pavement and bury their noses in their phones, little do they know that if they just looked up, they'd discover a green oasis five floors above. An 18,000-square-foot urban garden among the glass, concrete, and stone, and one that helps serve almost 40,000 meals a year. On top of downtown's YWCA's facility lives a living rooftop garden where everything from tomatoes and potatoes to kale and kiwis, yes, you heard right, kiwis, are produced to feed those in need on the downtown east side through lunches, food hampers, education, and more, in conjunction with the Y's Crabtree Corner community for women and families. The rooftop patio was born in 2006 and serves as an environmental example of how to reduce our carbon footprint and promote biodiversity right in the middle of our buildings. This year, the YWCA's rooftop garden had its biggest crop to date, and we caught up with the Y's gardening guru and the people making these green gifts possible.
One there. Oh, this one's actually, I might have to pull that one up to get it.
I'm Sandy Reimer, Director of Health and Fitness and Operations. So this is our rooftop garden. We're on the fifth floor of our building in downtown Vancouver. And this garden was created many years ago by one of our facility managers, and a way to use the space to create even more abundance for those in our community. And we produce over 1,600 pounds of produce every year. It's remarkable.
That's the garlic chive, nasturtium, and then alyssum. I mean, this seed is just so abundant.
My name is Kim Enns. I am the rooftop garden coordinator for the YWCA Rooftop Garden. It is a pretty cool job title. It is definitely a very cool job. I feel like I pinch myself on a daily basis, especially on a morning like today in September when I wake up in the morning and I take the elevator up here to the rooftop, and it's just silent, beautiful. There's little birds chirping, there's little bees buzzing around, and I get to kind of check on all the plants and clip here and there, do some harvesting, and it's amazing. It really, really is like such a pleasure to be able to work with nature and with plants and to talk about it with the community and educate people. Especially in, you know, the pandemic times, where obviously gardening has been a huge focus, food security, seed sovereignty, it's all important issues, and it's on everybody's radar now. And it's amazing to have to feel that sort of solidarity within the community and with pretty much anybody I talk to. We have squash growing in the first row, field tomatoes right next to it, beets on the other side, Swiss chard, and then cucamelons growing. So it's just one bed that you can look into and just see like six different things growing that all look really, really beautiful aesthetically. Okay, so this is the berry zone. For the Crabtree Corner to have a donation of fresh berries weekly is such a treat. Week after week, they're always very, very excited when it's berry season. Alrighty, so these blackberries are awesome this year with the heat wave we've had and some of the like end of season rains. They're so big and juicy. Mmm. Delicious. They're so nice and sweet and plump.
You know what I'd love to do is for us to be able to put together maybe a session with some of the families and the moms. I'm Aquan, and I'm supervisor of YWCA Crabtree Corner Community. We are a service program for single moms in the downtown east side and their families. The rooftop garden at our main Y Center helps to provide 1,600 pounds of food to our center every year. So what's amazing about the rooftop garden is, in addition to the fact that they grow 1,600 pounds of food, is that they source out the really unique kind of superfoods or things that are not typical in a lot of the grocery stores that our families would purchase from. So when kale became a superfood, that was a brand new introduction of a vegetable that many of our families would not have wanted to try, not to spend the money to try, and didn't want to experiment with.
Okay, awesome. Like, I think this is looking really great, that we're chopping up the beans in like such small little bits, the plants.
My name's Lauren Galen, and I'm a volunteer at the YWCA's rooftop garden. I'm just cutting down the beans at the end of the season. They were actually held up by sunflower stalks. So I'm cutting down the sunflower stalks and the beans because they compost more efficiently when we cut them into smaller pieces. So we're just giving the compost a head start by clipping it and making it smaller. And I love that the food goes to Crabtree Corner. It seems like a really special and supportive housing community in the downtown east side. And so it feels great, and I get to have my hands in the dirt and really, I guess, volunteer in a way that feels very tangible. Like, we see the collections of vegetables that go to Crabtree on Tuesdays, and it feels really satisfying. Paul, what do you think? How many kiwis do you think there are in the tree?
More than 500
kiwis. Growing on the top of a rooftop in the middle of downtown. Who would have ever thought?
I have a really special volunteer program up here at the YWCA Rooftop Garden. We have sort of joined forces with master gardeners from Van Dusen Gardens. They're students there. And they take their course, and they have a certain amount of hours that they fulfill each year to keep their certification valid. And so they come up to the rooftop to volunteer with me, which is lovely because they have so much knowledge on ornamental plants, and it just synergistically works with my knowledge on vegetable growing. It's a beautiful relationship.
Is to cut it to where you can see this is like the softest.
Yes.
And then that's where it starts. I think if we cut it to there, it'll send off new shoots.
Okay, good.
But if
to
we
know.
Just did it there, then it wouldn't, we would be wasting from here to here, you know?
Okay. I'm Leslie Sangera, and I am volunteering on the rooftop of the YWCA. Sometimes you'd hardly know that you're on a rooftop. I mean, you've got paths that have grass and weeds and all sorts of things growing, and so you really lose that idea that you're actually up on a rooftop sometimes. I'm going to say I feel peaceful up here. It's peaceful, tranquil. I kind of lose myself in the garden, and I would say that's a real sort of one of the bonuses of urban gardening. It gives you that balance in your life. Sort of on a day to go out and pick an herb off your balcony, or just the satisfaction of the days you harvest. It's just, it fills your soul, I would say.
As a food grower and as an urban farmer, you know, there is always a pressure to produce X amount of vegetables to be able to sell to keep your farm alive. This is unique because, you know, that is not my business model. Basically, I'm growing to donate to the Crabtree Corner. So I still have that drive to produce as much as I can possible so that I can create as much food as I can for the Crabtree Corner meal program. So it is definitely like deeply satisfying for sure to be able to have that as a motivation, just to be creating enough food for a meal program versus just creating food to sell at farmers markets. So these are cucamelons. So these are kind of like the hot ticket in the last couple of years. They're like little mini cucumbers. So they get their name because they look like a baby watermelon, but they are actually a cucumber. And so they're like bite-sized individual portions. Perfect for the kids down at the Crabtree Corner. It's just like a fun sort of vegetable to eat. Delicious. Very refreshing.
We served over, I think, 39,000 plates of food last year. 39,000 plates of food. So some of this food will be eaten by and enjoyed by some of our program participants, some of the childcare children as well, for some of their snacks and some of their meals. And, you know, really people who are in need, people who are in need of nutritious and healthy food. And it doesn't get any better from this. I mean, it comes straight out of our garden, straight onto the plates of others.
We had a really great parent tell us, oh my God, this is so bleeping amazing, because he's like, I didn't know how to be able to feed my child, and I've got a child who loves to run around, and going around a store is so hard within the pandemic. So he's just like, you guys are the best. And they had this wealth of happiness and appreciation when they came to pick up the hamper. So it's one of those moments which gives us joy to be able to share that.
And I think that until you are deprived of nutritious and healthy food, you don't necessarily realize how that affects, how it affects your mind, how it affects your outlook on life.
So this is one of my favorite spots on the rooftop garden. This is our greenhouse. Just last year, we had a irrigation grant gifted to us here at the YWCA rooftop. And what it's done for us is we've been able to put automatic irrigation in the greenhouse. So early in the year, February, March, I'm able to come in here when the weather's still cold, it's raining, I can do my seed starting, have my germination station up here, and the irrigation here will turn on automatically each morning to like mist the plants. It's just a really beautiful spot. And then in the summer months, I can grow basil, cucumbers, tomatoes inside here that thrive just because of the greenhouse effect in here.
The other plants that actually that I really do like are some of the native plants, the medicinal plants that are being grown here. And I'm just looking over there at the that's sweetgrass actually. And apparently in some of the indigenous cultures, they use it for part of their ceremonies. So that's another favorite.
These little flower blooms here, they're called calendula flowers. These are really special because what they do with the flower bloom is they dry them out at the crab tree corner. And after they've been dried out, they put into a jar with a carrier oil, which draws out the medicinal properties from the plant. And then they create that into a balm that is good for any sort of skin issue, like rashes, eczema, things like that. So it's great for the mums and the children down at the Crabtree Corner. We also have some pumpkins. These pumpkins here are a pumpkin pie variety. So they make the flesh makes really, really nice sweet pie fillings. So we've got a little harvest of pumpkins. So hopefully they can make some nice pies for Thanksgiving. And I feel like each year I am constantly like learning, because every year it's something different, whether it's like a heat wave that's coming that will either make some plants thrive, make some plants struggle. Like, I just honestly, I feel like I do have knowledge, but I feel like I'm just constantly learning from nature about how to work with it.
I want every rooftop in the downtown of Vancouver to consider putting gardens like this. It's, you know, just imagine how much food security we would be able to help provide all of Vancouver.
It provides a space for pollinators and for bees in the middle of downtown Vancouver on a rooftop. There are definitely beehives around the city on rooftops. So it's just providing another food source, another area for them to fly to gather pollen. We do definitely focus on that heavily up here, is like letting things flower, letting things go to seed in the spring so that there is food forage for any type of pollinator or bee. It does seem like a microclimate just because we are on a rooftop. They are raised beds. We're surrounded by buildings with windows. And so the heat and the warmth and the sun has created like a microclimate where things can be extended a little bit longer. So we've been playing around with that, experimenting and trying to grow like as much food as possible year round. Absolutely, I do like feel like I'm being watched. That's the one thing though about the pandemic and COVID this year though, is that most of these people aren't in their offices anymore. Everyone's working from home. So it has felt like a, it sort of has felt like a little bit of a break from that. It feels like a light, nice little sort of oasis. But yes, of course, sometimes I do feel like there's offices, but you know what? Like they're looking down on us working in the garden. It's kind of fun. Like, and there's birds flying around. There's like the daycare children playing. I mean, there is a lot to look at. One of my favorite things to do when I take people for a tour is to kind of peek over the edge, because we're on the fifth floor. You peek over the edge and you're immediately transported into downtown. Like there's cars whizzing by, there's people walking, there's bikes riding by. And then you kind of like peek back up to the rooftop, turn around, and it's just this green oasis again.
The YWCA's rooftop garden always needs your help to maintain its growing and gifting of good food. Visit ywcavan.org to donate or volunteer.
CFRO The Pulse is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.